Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As you've heard so many times already this morning, the theme of our message today is the end of the world. Based on Paul's letter to the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we read it just these verses right now. Paul says, "Now as to the times and to the dates, brethren, you have no need of anything to be written to you. For you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord, that is the end of the world, will come just like a thief in the night." I encourage you to follow the sermon outline you have picked up on the handout when you came in as we consider this most important theme, the end of the world. Well, many events in our lives that are endings can serve as good reminders of the end. Things like the end of the week, the end of the year, the end of a road, the end of a long trip, the end of a long-running TV program, the end of a good book. When I was a teenager, it was the end of summer vacation, because that meant school had to start again. Now that I'm older, it's the end of the baseball season, which means the cold winter weather is coming and the long, long, long 10-month hockey season is upon us. But there are, of course, more serious endings that we all face. The aging of our loved ones. Our own aging. Our children growing up and moving away. These are all reminders that time passes, that this world will not last forever. That the end of the world is coming. The end of the world and the last days are spoken of by St. Paul in the epistle lesson for today in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. For he says, the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Translation, just like you cannot set your alarm clock to warn you when a thief's going to break into your house, in the same way, the end of the world and judgment day will come in a day you can't predict. Now, you can be ready at all times. And we should be ready at all times. But that very day, we don't know precisely when it will come. But here's the question of today's sermon. Are you ready? What St. Paul spoke of was predicted by many Old Testament prophets. Here's just a sampling. From the prophet Joel, "That day of the Lord is near. The sun and the moon will grow dark. The stars will lose their brightness. The heavens and the earth will tremble." From the prophet Amos, "In that day, declares the Lord God, I'll make the sun go down at noon. The earth will be dark in broad daylight. Change all of your songs of joy to lamentations. It'll be like when a man flees from a lion and a bear meets him." From the prophet Obadiah, "For the day of the Lord draws near on all nations. As you have done it, it shall be done to you. Your dealings will return upon your head." From the book of Jeremiah, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, that I will punish all who are disobedient. Are you ready?" There are many more passages, but you get the picture. For some people, the day of the Lord, the end of the world, will be bad news indeed. But then according to the prophet Daniel, he has a vision of this day. And he says this, "One like a son of man is coming. To him is given dominion, glory, and a kingdom. And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed." This prophetic vision is a foreshadowing of the vision of our Lord Jesus Christ coming back to this earth to enter in the end of this world and to establish His authority and His heavenly kingdom forever. Are you ready? When our Lord Jesus walked this earth with His disciples, He spoke to them quite often about the end of the world, the last days. He told them that when the end of the world is near, there'll be wars and great upheavals. There'll be natural disasters. There'll be false teachers. There'll be persecution of Christians. Sounds a little like the days in which we live today, doesn't it? Here are Jesus' exact words in Luke 21. And when you hear of wars and disturbances, don't be terrified, for these things must first take place. But the end will not come at once. There will be earthquakes, famines, pestilences, terrors, great signs from the heavens. And see that you're not led astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, the time is at hand, and others will lay hands upon you in my name for my sake, and they'll persecute you. Both Jesus and St. Paul said that the Son of Man will come on that day, the day of the Lord, and He, the Son of Man, Jesus, will usher in Judgment Day. Paul said, the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When does a thief in the night come? When you least expect him. Jesus said in Luke 21 that the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with glory and power. And when that happens, raise up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Are you ready? The last days in the Bible are always connected to Jesus' crucifixion and His resurrection and His second coming. Jesus' crucifixion marks the beginning of the end times, marks the beginning of the final defeat of sin and death and devil. Jesus' resurrection delivers the promise of our resurrection at our life's end. And Jesus' second coming is the trumpet sound of God that says this old evil world has finally come to an end. Are you ready? Now, Christians, anticipate and welcome the end of the world. Just this last week, I spoke to two different Christian people within 1 hour's time, and they both said to me, I can't wait till Jesus comes back and brings the end of this world and takes me to Him in heaven forever. One was a dear person of God just about a block away at Courtyard Garden Senior Home. I can't wait till Jesus comes back. Within an hour, a man from off the street came into my office asking for food, for help, for prayers. And when I left him, when we prayed together, he said to me, Preacher, I can't wait till Jesus comes back. I'm tired of living cold and hungry on the street. I can't wait till He comes back. Why do believers anticipate and look forward to the end of the world? Why? Because Holy Scripture tells us that that day will not just be a day of judgment, but for God's people, for you, it'll be a day of deliverance. That day indeed will be a terrible day for those who have turned their back on the true and only God. But for His children who have turned their hearts to the Lord in humble faith, it'll be a day of deliverance. Are you ready? No more pain. No more heartbreak. No more tears. No more cancer. No more death. With our Lord forever in heaven, life as it's meant to be. Are you ready? The last prayer of the Bible in the book of Revelation says, Come, Lord Jesus, come. We stand on tiptoes, come. St. Paul tells us in our epistle today, it's a day to be looked forward to. Listen to what he says. 1 Thessalonians 5. For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we are alive or dead when he comes again, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up as you're doing. In chapter 4, Paul says these words. For our Lord himself will descend from heaven with a mighty shout, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. What a day! Then we who are alive at his coming will be caught together with them, and we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, Paul says, comfort each other with these words. Paul says that we can encourage each other and comfort each other with the promise of Jesus' second coming, because that day will be the day of our deliverance from sin, our deliverance from death, our deliverance from that liar, the devil. Are you ready? You see, on Judgment Day, a wonderful thing awaits those who have trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior. Instead of judgment, they get mercy. Now, as any of you know who have ever been in one of my Bible classes, family confirmation classes, or adult instruction classes, one of my favorite sayings is, God is not fair. He is merciful. If any of us got what was fair or what we deserved on Judgment Day because of our sin, we would only get God's wrath and judgment. But instead, on that last day, for Jesus' sake, for the sake of him who laid down his life to pay for our sins, we get God's mercy. Are you ready? This is what the cross of Jesus is all about. This is why it's so wonderful every Sunday we're confronted by seeing our Lord upon the cross to remind us. On that cross, Jesus suffered God's wrath and judgment for our sin. Jesus endured the forsakenness of hell in our place. Jesus paid the price for sin that we owed. That's why St. Paul said these beautiful words in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Try these words on for size. Paul said, for by grace you have been saved through faith. It is the gift of God, not by works, so no one can boast. Probably my single favorite Canadian musical group is the Newfoundland band called The Great Big Sea. I just love their music. It helped when Beverly and I took our honeymoon in Newfoundland. And I've got at least 4, I think, Great Big Sea CDs at home. Their music is toe-tapping, upbeat, can't help but sing along with it, a mixture of seafaring and Celtic root songs. It speaks to the heart of a Irishman. Well, one of their many songs that I really like is entitled this. And here's how it goes. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. Wish I could do all the music up here. It's the end of the world as we know it, says the song, and I feel fine. Dearly beloved, this can be the theme for any of us who have humbly put our trust in the Savior Jesus Christ. We know that when he returns, he will bring with him the end of this world as we know it. And we can celebrate that we can more than feel fine. We can celebrate that this day of judgment will be instead a day of deliverance. We end this sermon by a final story. When I think of Judgment Day being canceled, what always comes to my mind is a wonderful movie made for television that is shown almost every Christmas season. It's entitled, I'm not sure who thought up of this great title, it's entitled A Christmas Story. But anyhow, basically the story is about the many challenges of a little boy named Ralphie. Ralphie's father is always upset about something and yelling at Ralphie. The school bully picks on Ralphie, torments him, teases him every day at school. Well, one day, little Ralphie just loses it. He encounters the bully as he walks home from school, and tired of being teased, Ralphie hits and kicks and bites and punches the bully, really beats him up. All the time, a stream of obscene words are coming from his lips. Little does Ralphie know that his mother sees and hears everything that's happening. She marches him home by his earlobe. Ever had that done to you? And she gives Ralphie this well-known threat. You heard Joan McKenzie say it earlier. She said, "Ralphie, just wait till your father comes home." Ralphie sits in his dark room, all by himself, with tears in his eyes. He's fearing the worst. Ralphie's mother finds Ralphie's younger brother, Randy, hiding under the kitchen sink. And Randy says, "Daddy's going to kill Ralphie." Sitting in his room by himself, Ralphie hears his dad's car pull into the driveway. He knows his personal judgment day is coming soon. And here's what he says to himself. "Soon, soon, Dad will know the bad things I said and the fight I was in. I'm really going to get it now." Then he wipes his eyes and goes downstairs to meet his fate. After some small talk, his father asks, "Well, what happened today?" And Ralphie realizes what his mother is about to report. And he looks at his mother with a pained expression on his face. But surprisingly, his mother says, "What happened today? Nothing much. Ralphie had a fight." Father puts down his newspaper and looks at Ralphie with a stern gaze. "A fight? What kind of fight?" Mother replies very quietly and very gently, "You know how boys are. I gave him a talking to. Hey, I see the Packers are playing the Bears today on the TV football game." And it suddenly dawns on Ralphie that he has just been spared Judgment Day. The doom he was certain that was coming never came. Because of his mother's mercy, Ralphie smiles at his mother broadly. And let me quote the words he says in the movie. "I slowly realized that I was now not going to be destroyed. From then on, things were different between me and my mother." My friends, because of our precious Lord Jesus' death on the cross for our sins, and his glorious resurrection, and his defeat of sin, death, and the devil, our judgment day has been canceled. The end of the world for God's children is just the beginning of heaven and of life everlasting. So in the words of the song mentioned earlier, we can declare in all faith, it's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. In the name of Jesus. Amen.